Imagine that you are lying on the ground in the middle of a large field. It is nighttime and pitch black. There are no trees or buildings around you. Nothing to distract you from a full view of God's magnificent night sky. You see millions of stars shining brilliantly like diamonds on black velvet. More stars than you can even begin to count. Imagine that your friend Jesus is lying next to you. The disciples might very well have looked at this same night sky while lying next to their best friend Jesus as well. For now, just rest, relax, and enjoy the peace of God's beautiful creation and the presence of Christ next to you. Both you and he enjoy sharing time together. Even when you are both quiet, you enjoy knowing that the other is near. In Psalm 19, we hear, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." As you lie there, you find yourself wondering what the universe might look like from the point of view of God the Father. Your mind drifts to a point of view from a few hundred feet above you. You imagine God's point of view, watching you and Jesus lying near each other, gazing into the night sky. You allow your imagination to zoom out of the scene. Now you can see the field you are in, as well as nearby towns and roads. You imagine moving further towards space. You can now see other towns and cities that are around yours. You continue to imagine going higher until you can see the entire state and finally the entire country in which you live. As you imagine yourself moving higher, you notice that you can see the entire continent. The Earth soon appears as a beautiful blue and green globe, suspended in the nothingness of space. As you continue to imagine yourself moving further away, you see the moon orbiting the Earth. Both become smaller and smaller. Slowly, the sun and the other planets come into view and then shrink as you continue moving further and further away. The Earth is now just a small, pale blue dot, no more brilliant than the still distant stars. The Earth and the sun quickly become lost among the billions of other stars. You imagine that you are exiting the Milky Way, and as you look down at it, you are aware that the Earth lies somewhere lost in one of its spiral arms. Other galaxies come into view. Dozen, then hundreds, then thousands, then millions of galaxies. All of them dim smudges of light against the dark vastness of space. As you look out into space, you become aware of the immensity and power of God that can create such a universe. The words of David come to mind in Psalm 8. "When I consider your heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars, which you have arranged. What is man that you care for him? The son of man that you keep him in mind." As you imagine yourself surrounded by millions of galaxies, you realize how small the Earth is as part of God's creation, and how small you are on the Earth. And yet, out of millions of galaxies, God chose ours. Out of the billions of stars in the galaxy, God chose one, our sun, as a place to warm the Earth. And on the Earth, he placed humans. And out of billions of humans, you are but one. Yet you are one that he loved enough to send his son to die for, that you might become a friend of God. Silently thank him for this wonderful gift now. Thank him that you are important to him. Heavenly Father, you are an incredible God. You are an awesome God. You are bigger and more powerful than I can even dare to imagine. Yet you desire to be with me. I thank you for making a way through Jesus for me to be with you. I thank you for this time that we've shared. May I continue to feel your presence longer after this meditation ends, this day and in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.